This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There is a supersized excitement ahead of Super Bowl 59, pairing the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles in New Orleans. Back in New Jersey, one household finds a husband and wife on opposite teams. CBS Philadelphia's Madeline Wright has their story.
When the Eagles and Chiefs met in Super Bowl 57, the Nardinis were watching with friends in the same room. That didn't go so well.
I mean, when we lost to them in the Super Bowls, it was brutal. I mean, she's sitting there cheering. I mean, I definitely could never do it again.
This time around, the couple is going to separate watch parties. Vincent is optimistic for an Eagles victory.
There's a very different thing that's happening with us this year, and his name is Saquon Barkley. I think we got it this year.
For fans in the eastern half of the country, another twist on watching the game as a fast-moving winter storm brings snow and ice from Minnesota to Maine. CBS's Paul Burton on the mad scramble outside Boston.
With anywhere from 4 to 8 inches projected, snowblowers and plows will be busy getting all this cleaned up before the big game.
I just want to not have to go out if I don't have to.
So from plows to popcorn, it's a scramble as folks get ready for Super Bowl Sunday and whatever Mother Nature may bring.
Add college students at the University of California to the groups voicing concerns about Elon Musk and his team of cost cutters inspecting personal information. KCBS Radio's Mike DeWald.
Names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and credit reports, all things the UC Student Association alleges are being made accessible through the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. That effort is reshaping and often heavily cutting governmental agencies. This lawsuit targets the Department of Education over the matter and calls on a judge to put a stop to it. Josh Richmond is a spokesman for the Bay Area-based privacy watchdog, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
That's a huge departure from privacy and information security norms.
Mike DeWald for CBS News, San Francisco.
In western Alaska, all 10 victims aboard a commuter jet that went down near Nome on Thursday have been recovered. From Anchorage, Jennifer Homedy with the National Transportation Safety Board.
Please know that we'll work diligently to determine how this happened with the ultimate goal of improving safety here in Alaska and across the United States.
Whether there was a factor as the record sits on an ice floe, a site that's moving about 5 miles a day. Hawaii's sunshine, short rain showers, and clean air together create some of the planet's best conditions for viewing rainbows. Right now, it's the winter rainy season in the islands, which means the odds of seeing a rainbow are even higher than usual. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers and a sampling of local snacks and live music. Carbon4.com. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a classic rock feel band. They're called After August. This is their song, Fields of Fire. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Fields of crowd is heating up tonight. Somebody's spoiling for a fight.
Racing for solitude in them. Dominus of them solitude in them. Dominus of them solitude.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is After August. A double dip of them. That was In Solitude. Fields of Fire before that. You can see After August perform live at the Red Rooster here in Madison on Sunday, February 6th. They're playing with Miami and Golden Joining. That show is February 16th at the Red Rooster. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. My name is Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Really appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. You can throw us a text right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Or just text us through the Civic Media app. If you got a band that I need to check out that I haven't already played on air tonight, we'd love to hear about that. You can also send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Just around the corner, we got Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band out of Chicago. He's going to come on, tell us about the upcoming tour for the Steepwater Band and the new album that's in the works. He'll have details about that. That's coming up after 9:30 tonight. Plus, Rob Roberts has After Hours at 10. Next week here on Max Inc., we got Rocker and Alice coming in studio. We're going to have a chat with Rocker, get an update. It will be nice to have him on the air and see how well he's doing on his recovery. Plus, a new Madison artist, Yanni, will join us in studio next week as well. And I just booked this today. Kaylin Cole with Lexi Liu. They're back to Wisconsin from Nashville. They're going to join us next week on the air. Kaylin Cole has a brand new track she's going to drop for us. And Kaylin and Lexi might play some music live in studio for us. So stick around for that. This is next week. Plus, next week, I have a big concert announcement they're going to drop on you. You don't want to miss next week's show, guys. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. On the way this hour, I got music from The Blisser. We'll do some Marston and Distant Cousins in the distant future. Right now, these guys were nominated for Best Rock Artist by Whammy a couple years ago. Here's Iftikhar out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Soft Glow. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need, I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Come get some, a soft glow of electric sex.
sex. I say, come get some. A soft blow. Inside the lines, you see, inside the lines you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Soft glow, electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow. I say, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I say, come get some. A soft glow.
let's sleep together.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
School boy in me never leaves, and it's treating me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Last Crack from the 2019 Uprising album. That was Icicle. No shows on the books for Last Crack. I keep checking their socials, hoping an event would pop up. They haven't played a show that I know of anyway since, I think, 2019. It was before COVID. I'm pretty sure. I think it was in support of the new album, The Uprising. So we'll have to ask the gods for some essential Last Crack. We need it. Right, Madison? We're going to have Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band on the show in just a couple of minutes. The Steepwater Band, an awesome band out of Chicago. They got some new music that's in the oven cooking right now. We'll talk to Jeff about it all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. on Civic Media, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Hotel K Pet Sitting. Hey, that's my business. House sitting, dog walks, cat sitting visits, we do it all. Reserve your next pet sitter right now at freebellyrubs.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K. from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the Happy Hour of Love, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring The Flavor That Kills with special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The Happy Hour of Love with The Flavor That Kills, presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Steepwater Band and their song Shift. And on the phone with me right now is Mr. Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band. Jeff, good evening. Happy Saturday to you and welcome to Max Inc.
Well, thank you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you again. You're becoming longtime friends of the Max Inc. radio show, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Right on. Yeah, we right appreciate on. It.
Hey, man, we just played the song Shift. That's from your latest album. It came out, earlier in 24 or late 23 or something like that. Tell us about that song.
Just on the tail end of COVID that came out. Yeah. Shift. That's the, one of my favorite tunes on that record. And it's usually a regular staple in our live set too. So that's a good one. It's a rocker.
It is a rocker. You know, Jeff, I always find band names and how they are picked rather interesting. I love the stories behind them. I saw a little nugget while I was doing my homework tonight that the band name, Steepwater Band, was actually taken from a cargo ship that you saw in Lake Michigan.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that story.
We were thinking about band names, and we had been going back and forth. Me and a friend of mine, we were driving over the Bishop Ford Expressway from Indiana to Chicago. And when you look over, there's all those cargo vessels there, and it said, "Warning, Steepwater." And we were kind of half out of it. It was early in the morning. He's like, "How about Steepwater Band?" I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds pretty cool." And as soon as I told the rest of the, rest of the guys in the band, they're like, "That's perfect." And when we thought Steepwater, I was thinking high water, like danger, high water. But Steepwater is actually that really dirty water. Like if you steep vegetables or you steep something, the water that comes out after the fact.
Right.
So it represents like a really dirty water. Yeah. So I kind of thought, well, we kind of have a dirty rock and roll sound and Steepwater. It's very fitting. So everybody liked it. And that's been the name ever since.
I like it. Was there any names that obviously got the axe and that was a close second up?
Maybe Dreamwater.
So something with water.
We were on a water theme for whatever reason. Yeah, and there might have been, I don't remember. But and then any other picks were so we were so not into them that I don't even remember what they would have been.
Now, you guys are in the studio working on some new music for 2025. And as a fan of the Steepwater Band, Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about it. What are you guys working on? And do you have just a guess of when we might be able to get a taste?
Well, I mean, we're hoping that we'll have a full-length album later in the year. But we're talking about maybe releasing some singles and some videos on the way out to the end of the year. So I'm hoping, what is it now? It's February. I'm hoping, by April you might have a little glimpse of what's going on. But yeah, we've been tracking songs and we got four songs just about done. We're going to go in and do a whole other batch of songs in Chicago here. So it's coming along real good. I'm excited to get these songs done and get them in our live set too.
Nice. Where do you guys record down in Chicago?
Well, it's every album's been different. The last Turn of the Wheel and Return of the Wheel was recorded in Miller Beach, Indiana. Our drummer's brother, Jim Winter's home studio. We did the last two there, which we love. He's got a great setup. This time we're recording in Chicago down in Bronzeville in an old house that my buddy lives in. He's got this killer studio in the basement.
Nice.
And we went over there just for fun to see how it would go, and it's going great. So now it's not just for fun. We're actually looking to release the material, We just went there to see how it was, and we love it, so it's coming out great.
Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band is on with us here on Max Inc. Jeff, talk about the work as far as the writing and matching the lyrics with riffs. What's that process like for you guys?
Well, there's a couple different processes. Sometimes a whole song and the lyrics and the title and everything will just kind of come at once, usually on an acoustic guitar sitting on my couch, and then I'll show it to the guys and they'll throw their parts on it. That's usually how we do it. I don't usually come in and say, "Now you play this and you play that," cause it's more of a band vibe where everybody comes up with their own parts. And then the other way that songs happen is you know, Eric, our other guitar player, writes a lot. So he'll give me a piece of music, or he'll bring, or we'll jam on some of his riffs. And then it's up to me to always put the lyrics and the melody on it. So it could come from the band jamming, or from me bringing in, or any one of us bringing in ideas. And we just, we always finish them together, you know.
Do you guys get together a lot for, like, you know, writing together, or is most of the writing done solo and then bring what you have to the group to work out the pieces?
It's a little bit of both. We get together in spurts. I mean, we're always together because we play a lot of gigs.
Right.
So we get together in spurts when we can, when we know we're going to record, and we kind of put the pressure on ourselves. So we've always got ideas that, from sound checks and, you know, that. But when it gets time to actually get down to recording, that's when we really focus and we start getting in a room together and trading ideas, and then it all comes together. We work well under, I guess, a little bit of fun pressure, you know, knowing like, all right, we're recording, let's go, you know.
Right, right. Jeff, you guys are touring up, gearing up for a big tour. Other than your favorite stop here in Madison, which I know it's your favorite, what other cities are you excited to see on tour? I know you're going to Philly, you're going to Dubuque, I believe. Of course, a couple of shows in Chicago.
I always love playing hometown show in Chicago. You know, Martyrs is a great place. We're getting ready to go out. Well, towards the end of March, we're doing probably 3 weeks out east.
Right.
And we've been spending a lot of time out east lately. So I really, you know, really enjoying New York. I like going to Maine. I think we're going to like Delaware on this next run, which I don't think we've ever been. Massachusetts, you know, Pennsylvania. I mean, we like playing everywhere, you know, but I've really been enjoying the East and realizing that, you know, there's a lot of music lovers out that way. So looking forward to that run coming up.
Plus you get to go to cool cities like New York or Philly. Grab yourself a Philly cheesesteak, Jeff.
Yeah, Philly. We're playing Philly. Of course.
For sure. Of course, the show in Madison, I believe, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I think it's the second show on the tour. Here in Madison at the Red Rooster on Seaford Road, Saturday, February 15th. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you here back in Madison, Jeff.
Yeah, I like the Red Rooster. We've played there, I think, once before, and that's a great little spot. So
it really is. It's they do a great job focusing not only on the local music scene, but they bring great bands like you guys across. Hey, Jeff, I really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on the upcoming new album. I can't wait to hear the music, and look forward to seeing you at the Red Rooster on Saturday, February 15th.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, we're gonna play the song Found. And tell me about the song as we go into it here.
Found. I mean, that's another one of my favorites. For maybe some of you guitar players know what I'm talking about, but that was an instrumental song that I had laying around. It was in a weird guitar tuning, and I recorded it as a demo, you know, it's almost like this instrumental piece. And for some reason I tuned the guitar back to regular tuning and played it that way, even though I wrote it in an odd tuning, and then all the lyrics and melody kind of came out like that. So it's funny how that happens sometimes.
It's a
It was supposed to be like an instrumental piece, like a Jimmy Page type, you know, like a, I don't know, like a Black Mountainside or something. But then when I put it in regular tuning, it totally changed the vibe and put some vocals on it, and there you go.
Black Mountainside. I go back and listen to that Zeppelin song now. But first, we're going to hear Found. This is the Steep Water Band. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are...
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the Steepwater Band, and Found. Thanks to Jeff Massey and the Steepwater Band for calling in tonight. Really appreciate you. Get more information about them on the socials and see them at the Red Rooster next week. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Get the podcast anytime on the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. Rob Roberts, he is in the chair next with Max Inc. After Hours. I'm going to do some radio for pets in just a moment. Right now, it's Marsden and Running in the Dark. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
No direction. don't know what's in this drink. Some random guy just handed it to me. But I assume it's made of rocket fuel from the way my heart's been. Feels like floating down freeways, exploring back roads in cornfields while watching your hair blowing.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A Matt Piper Super Bowl fever appears to be spreading as the hours tick down closer to the big game in the Big Easy. Philadelphia is green with excitement as its Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs. This Cajun cafe is seeing brisk business among fans who cannot make it down to New Orleans.
Quarts of gumbo, we turned the beignets green. I have been decorating these king cakes here every day, all day.
In the Crescent City, thousands are stopping by Bourbon Street to pause at the Gore Memorial from the deadly New Year's night attack. There is stepped up security ahead of the game and President Trump's arrival for the game later today. This just in, an Israeli official says forces have begun withdrawing from a key Gaza corridor, part of its ceasefire deal with Hamas. This as the Egyptian foreign minister is said to be on his way to Washington for talks with U.S. officials. Customer frustration is growing as the cost of eggs soars and they become harder.